there's a machloket during the week. If a person wants to eat bread in the sukkah, so he must make two berachot. Of course, he must make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz on the bread, and he also must make asher kedeshanu b'mesotav v'sivanu leshev basukkah. Our minhag is that we only make leshev basukkah, the beracha, when one is sitting in the sukkah and eating a meal of bread. However, if he's having just fruit or other things like that, sometimes he has to eat in the sukkah, sometimes he's exempt. Her point is, he does not make leshev basukkah only in a case where he's eating bread. The only machloket is, what is the proper order to make the berachot? Baran brings down one opinion that comes from the Maharam Mirotenberg that says it's better to say leshev basukkah first, and then amotzi lechem min ha'aretz. But then he brings down a minhag that comes from the Rosh that says it's proper to do the opposite, to make hamotzi and then leshev basukkah. So both minhagim have legitimacy in halakha. The Ben Ish Chai, Hakam Uvadya Ibadil Lachaim Tovim, and the Kafa Hayim all rule like the first opinion, to make leshev basukkah and then a motzi lechem min ha'aretz. But it seems that there's a prevalent minhag in our community to do the opposite, to make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz and then leshev basukkah. Each minhag, as I said, has legitimacy, and that each person should follow his custom. I want to point out that this is only referring to Chol HaMoed. However, when we make kiddush, whether it's at night or the day, we always put leshev basukkah in the kiddush. This is only talking about meals that you're having outside of the kiddush. It could even be on Shabbat, for example, se'uda shlishit, where a person's having it in the sukkah, where he's having the shi'ud of bread. So then you'd run into this issue, which beracha do you make first? The Sheba Sukkah, or then a motzi, or the opposite? Each minhag is legitimate. Each one should follow according to his minhag.